is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. It is race week, and we head to Larry King Law's Langley Speedway for the beginning of the Virginia Summer Swing for the Cars Tour Late Model Stock Cars, the run of the Visit Hampton 125. Action takes place Saturday night where the green flag will fly at Larry King Law's Langley Speedway. Before we dive into that, we need to recap what happened this past weekend at Tri-County Speedway. We were initially scheduled to run the Old North State National this past weekend, but Mother Nature once again reared her ugly head. Jack McNally and Keeley Dubinsky with the Cars Tour made the decision to modify the schedule. And when they did the modification, they ran the Prolate Model 100-lap feature on Friday night, in addition to the GSX Wraps Street Stock Series debut, which also took place on Friday night. And then the Old North State Nationals, which will include both the late model stock car and the Prolate models, has been rescheduled to August the 19th. But without further ado, we'll go to our friends at Flow Racing to recap the 100-lap feature for the Prolate models at Tri-County Speedway.
This will be the third Prolate model race under the Cars Tour banner ever here at Tri-County Speedway. Carson Quample did set a new track record in Mahle pole qualifying earlier. In fact, he becomes only the second pole winner for the Prolate models here at Tri-County. William Sawalich won both poles last year. And speaking of Sawalich, he is in the field. As a matter of fact, you see him there outside of row number 2 in the Wilson Motorsports number 28. He came just one lap shy, the final lap of the race here last September, of leading all 200 laps that were contested here at this unique facility, until Jake Garcia kind of muscled his way through there in the last corner of the last lap. He certainly is someone who is high up on the handicap list as we are one lap away, in fact, maybe two laps away from the green flag. We shifted things around a bit, but we're in for a treat here at this unique venue, and we are getting set to get the Leapfrog Landscaping 75 underway here for 100 laps for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour Pro Late Models, and we are green. Contact at the front as they come off turn 4. And just as he won the super race last night, Gio Ruggiero trying to take the race lead as Quample got in the left rear. Getting set to wrap up the first Volt Battery caution of the night. Just 3 laps complete, 97 to go. As the pace truck will make its way on the pit road, the KRC Power Steering restart zone just on the front straightaway, where our race leader Giovanni Ruggiero and Carson Quample bring us to. And we're back underway with Ruggiero electing the outside, Quample trying to nose further ahead as the battle for the lead is on off turn 2.
How quick their Prolate models have been as we slide back up to the battle for second between Ruggiero and Butcher. Meanwhile, you can see earlier on, Carson Quample was a little bit more prevalent in this shot. He's managed to stretch out that lead.
Carson Quample, the winner of the Pro Late Model race, wasn't going to run the late model stock car on Saturday, so he and his dad and family took the family-owned car, got it together, kind of burned the midnight oil on Friday night to get, or Thursday night to get the car ready. He comes home victorious at Tri-County. Gavin Balsham finished second. His brother Caden Quapple finished third. Cole Butcher fourth. Gio Ruggiero finished fifth. Katie Hedinger sixth. Tristan McKee seventh. Dawson Sutton eighth. Logan Jones ninth. And Austin McDonald rounded out the top 10 of the 21 cars that took the green flag on Friday night. And then in the nightcap, the GSX Wrap Street Stock Series, their inaugural race, 22 cars took the green flag in their first ever race, and Gary Ledbetter won that feature. Kyle Lynch finished second, Ricky Locklear Jr. third, Davey Smart fourth, Cody DeMarbles fifth, Boo Carlisle finished sixth, John Gunker seventh, Ron Flores eighth, Jeff Melton ninth, Frank Curtis rounded out the top 10 of the 22 cars that took the green flag. GSX Street Stocks will be back in action on Friday night, June the 30th at Anderson Motor Speedway. Really cool to see the Cars Tour expand a little bit there, include the Street Stock Series, and definitely gave the fans a treat on Friday night. Didn't get to see the late models, which everybody was kind of anticipating, but all in all, a good night of racing for the Cars Tour at Tri-County Speedway. Brandon Willard has the Volt Battery caution flag out on this segment of Stickered Up. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road and we return. We'll talk with the driver of the number two for Lee Pulliam Performance on the late model stock car side, friend of the program, Brandon Pierce. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Practice, race, win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400. Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram, Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
We're laser cutting and CNC bending. GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
Hey, this is Brendan Butterbean Queen, driver to number 03 Old School Video Games, LeithCars.com, Toyota, and you're listening to Stickered Up.
Green flag back in the air, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps Hotline, he's driver of the number 2 late model stock car at Lee Pulliam Performance, Mr. Brandon Pierce. Brandon, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys. Pleasure to be here.
Well, I tell you, man, this has been a pretty critical stretch for the Cars Tour. A little bit of reprieve with the rain out this past weekend at Tri-County, but right back at it again this weekend at Langley Speedway. A track that you've been pretty good at, pretty good results over the years. Talk a little bit about how you feel going into this weekend, especially with your Lee Pulliam Performance team coming off that big win at North Wilkesboro with your teammate Brendan Queen.
Yeah, you know, I think you put it best. Excited to get up there, but man, you know, for a driver, to the outside world, you know, it may seem like somebody who don't have confidence, but I'll be honest with you, man. And I think you can relate to this. It's just, I think it's so hard, to really know what to expect going in week to week. I mean, of course you have confidence in yourself, you have confidence in your equipment and your group, but you know, the level of competition is just so much tougher now than ever. And I feel like, you know, that's a broken record that gets repeated every year, but it's just the bottom line truth. And so, you know, Langley obviously is very flat and a tough technical racetrack, but it's a fun racetrack. As you mentioned, I have had some success there. And, you know, I am excited to get there this year with, as you touched on a little bit, you know, having a teammate in Brennan Queen who has had a ton of success there. So I feel like there's some things that I'll be able to learn and to try out going up there this weekend that maybe I've never thought to do before, you know, getting some of his input. And I think it'll only make us better.
Brandon, one thing, I mean, obviously we're five races into this 2023 campaign, you currently sit ninth in points. You've got the one top 10. Given your, you know, your experience and how long you've been running the Cars Tour, you are right. Every time people come on our show here recently, they're like, man, the competition's so much tougher. Lane Riggs talked about it. Deke McCaskill's talked about it. Sitting ninth in points, and this has not been a typical Cars Tour year. I mean, we're having full fields every race, the best of the best. I know you feel like you'd probably want to be a little bit better than ninth, but talk about the first five races of 2023 for Brandon Pierce.
Yeah, well, Stephen, I think, you know, you especially, you've known me, the majority of my career. And so, you know, I hold myself to a certain standard as well as, you know, most of my competitors do. And I think that's, you know, a common thing amongst Cars Tour competitors. But I also try to always be very transparent and upfront and even critical of myself. And so it hasn't been the year that we had hoped for. But I'll be honest, you know, the results I don't feel like really has shown for the majority part of the year, the type of cars we've had. The only weekend that I really wish that we could do over again, that we just missed it. I mean, we were just really, really bad, was the season opener at Southern National. Outside of that, we've had pretty much a good car at the remaining race or at the other races, and just, you know, dust ups during the race or just, you know, me making one bad decision here or there. And, you know, especially when you're at these racetracks where tire wear is a factor, you know, that one mistake can lead to losing spots. And, that's kind of what happened to us a little bit at Hickory. So it's just been a tough season. You know, obviously we just come off of Wilkesboro and we all know the field we had there, and obviously more cup drivers this year. So, you know, we finished 18th there, but I went back and looked and, you know, we played a good race strategy wise. We needed one or two things to go our way. I don't think we had a winning car by any means, but I do think we could have ran somewhere between sixth and ninth. And, you know, it just, that last card that needed to fall our way just didn't. And so, you know, in these car store races, you literally have to do everything perfect to even run top five. You have to do everything perfect and have luck to run top three. And then you have to be completely flawless to win races. And so it's just that critical. And it's just, you know, that blunt and straightforward.
Chatting with Brandon Pierce, driver the number two for Lee Pulliam Performance on the late model stock car side for the Cars Tour. And Brandon, you have been one of the long-standing late model competitors on the Cars Tour. You've been on the series. You've been in the Tour in 12 every year since its inception. I wanted to get some perspective from you on how you feel like the new ownership group has done here in the first five races. Obviously, some big changes. We went from Pit Road to Flow for our streaming service. There's a lot more eyeballs on the series. The competition's stronger. I think even the race day experience and feel at the racetrack is different. Talk a little bit about what you've seen from your eyes as a competitor and someone that's been involved with this series for so long.
Yeah, well, you know, Stephen, I think you put it best. You know, so many changes in such a short amount of time, I think, you know, we could all agree on. Everything came together, you know, rather fast. But, you know, I think everybody, and by everybody, obviously the new ownership group, as you touched on, Dale, Kevin, Justin, Jeff, And then also, I feel like it's sometimes, not in a bad way, but maybe it's been losing sight. You know, Jack and Keely are still very heavily involved. And so those six individuals have done a fantastic job, I think, with the big adjustment. I'll be honest with you, from the outside as a competitor, I quite frequently wonder how they do it sometimes, you know, especially when you start throwing in the factors of weather like we had, you know, happen this past weekend at Tri-County. So, and then as you said, I think with Flo coming in, that I think has helped all of us from a, exposure standpoint, you know, obviously, what they were already covering and then now covering the tour. So as a competitor, for as long as I've been doing it, I think you also put it best. I definitely have a different feeling now when I walk into the racetrack. You know, it may sound crazy, but it almost feels like the big time. And, yeah. You know, I think we are being honest when we say it is the big time for short track racing. And, you know, I definitely show up to the racetrack now with a lot more, I'm not going to say like that I'm tense, but that you can feel it. You know, I think even you is with your involvement, you can feel it. You know, it's still everybody there has a good time. We all are around each other a lot and everybody gets along for the most part. But, you know, even that Friday practice day, it's just, everything is amped up now. Everything's at such a higher level. And, it shows across the board.
Yeah, and I think, too, I mean, we even saw that a little bit last year. I think with the last couple of years, it's kind of been going to that. But I think that with the new ownership group and the amount of people that are following the Cars Tour now, whether it's through Flo or even the social media, I mean, I made the comment, I've never seen so many photographers at a Cars Tour race in my life that I saw at Southern National and then again at Hickory. And I think that's, and again, I think it's the racing's good. It's competitive. And like you said, I think it's the premier, short track series in the country, whether it's late model, super late model. One thing I wanted to touch on, you kind of put on the podcast hat here recently. You and fellow Tour and 12 driver Dylan Wilson have started a weekly podcast, Your Trials and Tribulations. During these Cars Tour weekends, man, I want to talk a little bit about that. How did that come about? And, man, you guys do a great job with it.
I appreciate it, Stephen. You know, well, I guess first and foremost, so anybody who knows Dylan Wilson, he is a character. He's been a friend of mine now for almost 2 years, and we met each other through other mutual friends and then kind of just hit it off, really. I had him come and do a video for me at Hickory. For the spring race last year, for the Cars Tour race. And we'd kind of already, you know, been talking a little bit, but hadn't hung out a whole lot outside of the racetrack. And one thing led to another and started going on trips with each other and hanging out quite a bit. So, he gave me a call shortly after, actually, I think it was Daytona 500 weekend, to be honest with you. And he said, "Hey man, what do you think about doing a podcast kind of from our perspective?" And I'm like, "Absolutely. You know, I'm all for it." So, I think I can speak for both of us. We've both kind of been blown away a little bit from the feedback we've gotten from people like yourself and other competitors and people who come and see us at the racetrack. And, he and I both, along with our wives, spent the weekend up in Wilkesboro for the NASCAR races after our race on Wednesday night and had quite a few fans stop us up there and talk about it. So that was really cool. So it's been something that we do in our free time. You know, I can't take hardly any credit for it other than being a co-host. Dylan's the guru with all the technology side of things, and he does all the editing and it's all his equipment. I drive down to his house in Taylorsville when we record. So, my involvement is just giving my opinion and committing to make the drive down to him. So I'm just appreciative to do it with him. We have a good time. I think we're not afraid to bring up sometimes those hard hitting topics and give that, you know, blunt, you know, rash kind of sometimes answer to things, but I think it's good for the sport and I think it's a good perspective for people to see. And so far we've had a positive feedback on it.
Well, one thing that I like about your podcast is you guys rating, you know, different racetracks when you go, as far as Wi-Fi service, nightlife, things of that. I got a real big kick out of that, the first few episodes. So, you have been to Langley several times. I think this is going to be Dylan's first trip, up to the Hampton Roads area to compete. Where are you going to take him to eat on Friday night, and where you what cold beer? Where is he going to find the coldest beer in Hampton Roads?
Yeah, well, I think you and I actually talked about it earlier today, and he actually met a fellow friend of Moonhead's at Wilkesboro that lives not too far from Langley. That's going to come out and hang out with us this weekend. So I'm going to go and give Dylan his first experience at Old Harpoon Larry's. So
right.
He's looking forward to it, and anybody that knows him knows he's always open and looking for the coldest beer wherever that is. So, I'm excited to go to that area. As you kind of touched on it, just can't say enough about Bill Mullis and his staff. They always make you feel, at home and welcome. The facility's nice. It's just, they always are excited for us to be there. I've been going up there now, not only with the Cars Tour, but also to support their Hampton Heat race, which is their biggest local race of the year. So just always enjoy going up there. It is a drive, but I think even you can relate as a short track racer. I don't mind driving wherever that is if it's worth it. And to me, if it's a fun place to race at, it's, all the logistics line up as far as, they want you there and it's a well-run show and just all those things line up and Langley fits that category. So, I don't mind the drive. It's a nice area as far as right there around there. Get to see an air show every once in a while with the base being right across the street, and it's just always a good time.
Yeah. And I agree with you, man. I think Bill has done a phenomenal job with the facilities. One of the nicest facilities that we go to each and every year on the Cars Tour. Brandon, I know that you've got another obligation here and we're up against the clock here, but I appreciate you coming on last minute and stepping in for us. Want to give you an opportunity to thank all those folks that get you to the racetrack each and every week.
Yeah, well, before that, I want to give you kudos. I know sometimes that gets lost, but, as you touched on with me and Dylan, what we're doing, you have this, the Stickered Up podcast and has been going on, now for a couple seasons, and just, I know anybody that knows you knows that you run your own business. So you're also taking your time to do this. And I think that just speaks to your love for short track racing. I think anybody and everybody who has been following the tour now, especially this year, but really late model stock racing, I'd say over the last 8 months to a year, it's grown, but it's grown because of everybody. Anybody that has any involvement in it that cares about it right now, whatever that particular individual is doing, no matter what it is, if they're a car owner, if they're a sponsor, if they're a decal guy, a podcast host, all that involvement that gives short track racing, and for us specifically late model stock racing, is what's helping this grow and what's helping it last and helping this thing get as big as it's gotten. So I just want to give you a big thanks for that. And it's a pleasure to be on. And, I couldn't do it. As you said, I've been a member of the Cars Tour now full time since 2018. And one thing that I'm proud of and very humbled by is I've had the same group of people be with me throughout that entire time. And that's been Crossroads Harley Davidson, Thunder Road Harley Davidson, Grand Atlantic Ocean Resort, which obviously, as most of you know or have heard, they are sponsoring the 30,000 win race this year that's now been rescheduled to August 19th. So big kudos to them. They've been a big supporter of mine and a big supporter of short track racing in general, as well as Mincy's Graphics and Discount Oil Co. So just, and then obviously Lee Pulliam, he's stuck by me. He believed in me and he took a chance on me back in 2019. And even through all of our ups and downs, he gives me everything he's got every week. And I try to do the same for him. So, we're going to turn this thing around one way or another. And, you're only as good as your last race. So, right now in the windshield is Langley, and we hope to go up there and have a strong run.
Brandon, again, I can't thank you enough for jumping on. Best of luck to you at Langley Speedway this coming weekend in the Cars Tour race. And I'll make you the promise I make everybody. Go ahead and grab that checkered flag, and we'll have you on next week to talk about it.
I appreciate it, Stephen. Thanks for your time.
That's Brandon Pierce, driver of the number two for Lee Pulliam Performance. Brandon Willard has the Volt Battery caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity to come down pit road and return. We'll wrap up this edition. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're laser cutting and CNC bending, geo cut from media blasting and surface conditioning,
GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia. For powder coating, GeoCut. On-demand laser cut parts, just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371 to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Practice, race, win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, this is Connor Hall, driver of the number 77 Chad Bryan late model, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Late model stock cars head to Larry King Law's Langley Speedway this Saturday night for the running of the Visit Hampton 125. Action will start at the racetrack on Friday afternoon with late model stock car practice starting at 4:15. They'll have a total of three practice sessions wrapping up at 6:45. Then cars return back to action on Saturday afternoon. Grandstands open at 2 o'clock, late model stock car practice at 2 to 2:30, and then the final late model stock car practice 2:45 to 3:15. Single car qualifying for the Cars Tour late model stock cars takes place at 5:30. This is a cool thing that Langley does. They actually move the haulers out of the infield before the race so that the fans can see the entire racetrack. This is a really flat racetrack, so haulers will be removed at 6 o'clock when the visithampton.com 125, in addition to the 125 laps for the late model stock cars, the U-Cars will run for 25 laps, Super Streets for 40, Legends for 25, and the Bandoleros for 15 laps. General admission for this weekend is $18. If you can't be at Langley, you can catch the action on Flow Racing. Taking a quick look at the pre-entry list for this weekend's festivities at Larry King Law Speedway. They include 29 of the finest late model stock car drivers in the country: Deke McCaskill, Brendan Queen, Ronnie Bassett, Landon Pimbleton, Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Mark Waltz, who's one of the locals, Dylan Wilson, Bryant Barnhill, Bobby McCarty, points leader Carson Quapple, Chase Burrow, Caden Honeycutt, the winner 2 years ago, Ryan Millington, Chad McCumbie, Josh Dickens, Landon Huffman, Mason Diaz, Cole Bruce, who is a local, Carson Brown, around. Connor Jones, Riley Music will be making his Cars Tour debut this weekend as well, who's a local. Ryan Matthews, Connor Hall, Minnie Tyrell, Terry Carroll, Justin S. Carroll, Jacob Hefner, and Lane Riggs round out the 29 cars that are pre-entered for this weekend's festivities. Taking a quick look at the point standings heading into this weekend's festivities, Carson Quapple, 21-point lead over Brendan Queen. Connor Hall's third. He's 29 markers back. Tie for fourth between Ryan Millington and Chad McCombie. They're both 47 markers behind. Rounding out the top 10, Caden Honeycutt, Deke McCaskill, Mason Diaz, Brandon Pierce, and Jacob Hefner. I want to thank our guest via the GSX Reps Hotline once again, Brandon Pierce, for joining us today. Also want to thank those people that make Stickered Up possible each and every week: Pereer Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, Volt Battery Technology, GSX Wraps, and of course our friends here at Broadcasting Experts. That'll do it for this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.